You have two basic retirement planning options with the Thrift Savings Plan. You can leave your money in, or you can take your money out. Tammy Flanagan is Senior Benefits Director at the National Institute of Transition Planning. She says there are pros and cons for both, but you need to think carefully before you decide what to do. Tammy, the concept that you can take it or leave it is pretty much the way most people look at it, I suppose. Is that really the right way to do it?
Yeah, Francis, it's really confusing for a lot of people, I think, these days, because we've been so focused on saving money for retirement that I don't think a lot of us, including myself, have really thought about how we're going to spend it. So I thought I'd do a little bit of research this week and try to figure out what are some of the options and maybe some of the pros and cons of each one.
So you write in this piece that the question is, what's going to happen with all the money that federal employees have diligently put away in the Thrift Savings Plan? And you write there are three stages to investing for retirement: accumulating wealth, preserving wealth, distributing wealth. Is there a pattern to how those times overlap with somebody's career and retirement, or is it really completely different for every individual?
Well, I think it follows the same basic pattern for most people because we spend our working career, whether that's 30 years or 40 years or for some people even longer, accumulating that wealth. You know, we save in our retirement plans, our savings accounts, our IRAs, and, you know, we keep putting aside as much money as we can and try to make it and hopefully invest it for growth. And then once we leave our work, whether it's retiring from the government or retiring from a second career, then we got to figure out, do we really need that as monthly income, or do we need it just on an as-needed basis? And how are we going to preserve it so that it's going to last us as long as we do, so that we can make sure that we have what we need, you know, down the road, either due to inflation or due to just other needs that come up throughout life? So it's another big process that I think we really need to start education on and start thinking about.
We're going to talk about some of the pros and cons of leaving your money in the TSP or taking it out in just a minute. But you get at something here, and I'll confess when we get to that, that I'm mm-hmm. biased which way to go. You get at something here before we get into that that I think is particularly telling. You write, both the people who manage the TSP and many of its participants have reached the point where they're concerned about the distribution of all of this wealth. And then you give some numbers that support that. Mm-hmm. And every time I talk to Kim Weaver at the TSP, she kind of hints at that situation. The Thrift Savings Plan is noting an increase in the number of post-separation withdrawals, people who are retired from the federal government and completely clean out their Thrift Savings Plan accounts. And so they are conducting some research into why that's happening. But the sense that other people have, this didn't come from the TSP, but the sense that other people have that are in this business is folks leave the government and they understand this issue about distribution and they decide, you know what, I think I want my money to do other stuff besides just sit in the G fund, which is probably the best choice for somebody who's in retirement years for the rest of my life. They want to go do something else, and that's why they wind up doing. Does that fit with the narrative that you've seen from the people that you've dealt with, Tammy?
Well, I think I see two or three different types of people who are, you know, thinking about that distribution stage. Some folks want the simplicity and like the idea of leaving it in the TSP where they have just those five basic choices like they've had throughout their career. And there are several withdrawal options within the TSP where you can create monthly income, you can still move your money around and still manage it to some extent. So for many people, I think they will just leave it in the thrift. But for the people who take it out, I see two different categories. There's one group of folks who really know what they're doing. They're either doing it themselves and really educate themselves on how to manage it, and they can hardly wait to get their hands on it so they can really manage it more diversely. And there's also those in the same group who would hire somebody else to help them, hire a financial advisor, someone who is going to help them decide how to diversify it, how to spend it in the retirement years. But then there's that other group of people who can be led because they don't understand, they don't have the education, and they could be led into a path where they might make a decision that they're going to regret. And I think the TSP is really worried about that group, as well as those of us who educate federal employees and hear them, where they may be tempted to buy some product that could have a high commission, and it may not be in their best interest as much as it might be in the salesman's best interest. So I think part of that education is helping people understand what are some of your options and help them make their own decisions.
You've got 7 points that you write about for that are you classify as advantages for leaving your money in the thrift savings plan, and then you have just as many valid reasons you write for keeping your money or for taking your money out of the TSP. You put together a new webinar series on this, and we're going to put a link to that webinar series at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth later today, Tammy. But is this a situation that's different for every employee where there's not one right answer about whether to leave your money in or move it out? Because that was my takeaway when I looked at these lists. I think I could think of scenarios where for one person it might work well this way, and for another person it might work well the other way.
Yeah, that's partially it, Francis, that some people need that monthly income from their TSP to supplement Social Security and their FERS retirement benefit, where the TSP is really going to be part of that monthly income to pay their bills. But for a lot of people, especially the CSRS employees who are retiring or folks who have, you know, larger pensions where they've worked in the government their whole career, where they may not even need the TSP as much for monthly income, but more so just to be able to go into it on an as-needed basis. So the flexibility within the TSP right now is somewhat limited, which is going to attract a lot more people to taking money out so they can have that flexibility of using it as they need it, and also how they take it out, from which fund they're going to take it out from. I think in the future we're going to see the TSP offer more flexibility, because I think that's why they are studying it right now. But I don't really know how long that's going to take, or if it's going to take an act of Congress to get there.
Well, I told you I'm biased one way or the other, and I'm biased toward folks leaving their money in the TSP. And the main reason is the fees. I read a book called How a Second Grader Beat Wall Street by a guy named Alan Roth. Mike Causey has him on your turn every once in a while. And I bought into the idea of simplicity and cheap funds that he outlines in that book. And my personal needs and my family needs would be met pretty well by something like the Thrift Savings Plan. But I understand that's not necessarily for everybody.
Yeah, I think for the most part, Francis, I agree with you, because it is simple, and for many employees who aren't really sure how to manage that kind of wealth or what to do with it, if they don't work alongside of a financial advisor where they understand what they're doing, I think that the TSP is going to offer them that simplicity and that nice, easy, steady rate of return as they, you know, diversify between the basic five TSP options or use the L fund. Yeah, the L income fund was really designed for people living in retirement. So yeah, there are some good options within the TSP, but I did point out some of the things you got to be aware of when you do take it out and or leave it in, either way, that there are some defaults on either one.
The piece that you wrote about this in GovExec is linked at federalnewsradio.com/in-depth. And Tammy, it's always great to get your insight. I'm tremendously jealous of you, though, I must say. Tell me again what you told me before we went on the air, what the temperature's going to be where you are tomorrow.
Well, I'm down here in sunny Florida. It's very sunny. It's not too warm today, but tomorrow we're hoping to see in the mid-70s, so we'll see. Sorry about that, Northern Virginia and D.C. and Maryland.